Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYTE, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
You know, in every lifetime, we face situations that occurs. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's a lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me and she said, she said, boy, she said, I know I got old, and my hands
turned gray.
She said, I am making
preparation,
cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting. And I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said,
If I die
before we all
before
do,
you do,
she said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly gate.
And all I'm gonna be waiting for
waiting, you,
waiting, waiting for all of you. My mama said, I'm going
there.
Well, I'll never grow. I'll just rest my soul. Yeah. Oh,
on the other side of the grave.
She said, ain't worried about dying, so
goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye,
world.
told us to meet us at the hospital. Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then, for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lived to see the light through. I'm gonna tell y'all, Grandmama was strong and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in the heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking with the Lord. And
I'm I'm not sure.